With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. It's Internal Audit Awareness Month. CIG's Director of Internal Audit, Nathan Padgett, spoke with Radio K-Man about the importance of the field.
You know, 70 to 80% of the world's offshore banking is done through the Cayman Islands. Mm-hmm. And the banking sector is becoming more alive to the need for a good internal audit function.
Padgett said that scale is driving greater demand for strong internal audit functions, which, by the way, differs from the accounting side of external audits.
What we're interested in is the systems and processes, the operations that result in those figures. So our role is very much that systems view, whether it be IT, whether it be financial, whether it be governance, but really anchored in risk management.
He said the month is structured around four themes: cybersecurity and data, fraud and analytics, governance and risk, and quality assurance, with webinars and online content available throughout. Padgett adds the initiative also aims to attract the next generation of auditors in Cayman. In other news, snow in Cayman? You heard that right. Snow on Seven Mile Beach is now a reality as Maracay Wellness opens a 16,000 square foot luxury spa featuring the Caribbean's first snow room. According to a recent publication in Maxim magazine, the company says the new facility serves both local members and international visitors, expanding Cayman's wellness offerings. In a statement, co-founder Pete Clark said the vision was to create a destination where every detail is intentionally designed. The property also includes a 7-space hydrotherapy circuit and the region's largest panoramic sauna, along with 8 treatment suites offering advanced facial and body services. Designed by RAD Architects, the site uses air filtration technology, said to reach 99.995% purity. They are now open to day guests and private memberships. Finally, weather.gov.ky gets an upgrade. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller reports.
The upgraded platform introduces key enhancements, including a dedicated warnings page, which the National Weather Service says provides clear explanations of alert levels to assist the public in understanding what each warning means and how to respond. Detailed station data from across the islands also support more localized real-time insights for individual planning and preparedness. You'll now have the ability to switch between Fahrenheit and Celsius and download weather data directly for research, planning, and operational use. The NWS says further enhancements are planned in the coming months, including expanded marine data to better support maritime users and coastal planning. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You're encouraged to visit weather.gov.ky to explore the platform's new features. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. President Trump says the ceasefire with Iran is on life support as the sides fail to agree terms to start talks on ending the war. He told reporters he was still aiming for complete victory. Iran, he said, was thinking he'd get bored or come under pressure. But he said there was no pressure. European Union foreign ministers have agreed to impose new sanctions on Israeli settlers who've committed violence against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. Israel has denounced the move as arbitrary and political. South Africa's parliament will begin setting up an impeachment committee to investigate President Cyril Ramaphosa over a corruption scandal. The move follows a constitutional court ruling that lawmakers violated the constitution when they blocked impeachment 4 years ago. Mr. Ramaphosa denies wrongdoing. A man accused of attempting to assassinate President Trump during a gala dinner in Washington last month has pleaded not guilty. Cole Allen, who's 31 and from California, didn't speak during the court appearance in Washington. The plea was entered by his lawyer. A federal communications commissioner has said the Trump administration is engaged in a targeted campaign of censorship on Disney and its ABC television network. The lone Democratic commissioner in the FCC claimed the committee had been weaponized. The Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum, has announced that her country will be sending another ship carrying humanitarian aid to Cuba. The International Criminal Court has confirmed that it's issued an arrest warrant for a longtime ally of the former Philippine president, Rodrigo Duterte. Ronald de la Rosa, a sitting senator, is accused of crimes against humanity. And the online daily game Wordle, which is played by millions of people around the world, is to be made into a television show in the United States. The word game was acquired by the New York Times 4 years ago as it grew in popularity. And that's the latest BBC World News.